Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Maury Povich, the host of the daytime talk show, Maury. Mr. Povich is a legendary broadcaster and talk show host whose nationally syndicated TV show is seen on hundreds of stations across the country. Over the next segment, Maury Povich will talk about his remarkable career in television and the exciting changes taking place on his iconic talk show, now entering its 22nd season. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to take a DNA test, feel free to yell, "I'm not the father," as we trace our heritage into the distant past so we can place a marker in the present. Maury, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Well, Jim, nice to be with you.
Now, Maury, tell us about some of the new things that will be happening with your show and what you'll be exploring this month on your program.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. It's quite remarkable. Over the years, I mean, you know, we've had a lot of guests, thousands and thousands of guests. But two guests stand out more than any other, and they have been Googled more times than any guest in the history of the show. These are outrageous, infamous guests. Everybody always wants to know what happened to these particular guests. So we are going to bring back these guests on the show, update their stories, and the updates are as remarkable as the original stories that they told us once they came on. Not only that, I mean, what's happened, Jim, I mean, you either have to get into the new world or forget about it. And when it comes to social media, we've done a remarkable job. We have almost 3 million Facebook followers. And we are constantly, every day, on Facebook mentions and Snapchat and Instagram. And these views, I mean, they're hundreds of thousands each day. And it's quite remarkable. And you have to be able to do that in order to exist, because our viewership, I mean, I almost feel like Bernie Sanders. I mean, our viewership is the youngest in all of talk radio, and has been. We've been the number one show between adults 18 to 34 for the last 4.5 years.
Wow.
And so we're constantly trying to find ways to reach our audience.
So what kind of interactivity are you encouraging your audience to do in conjunction
with
your show?
Look, anybody who goes on social media, we converse with them at all times, to the point where we ask them if they have, for instance, a question about the paternity of somebody in their family and they want to come on the show. We find out whether they want to be guests. We check out their stories just the way any news department would do. And in a lot of ways, with the social media, we are able to attract a lot of the guests that we have in the future.
So this is really going to be, obviously, Maury is extraordinarily successful, but this is really going to be a new dimension, a new boon for your show.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, what's happening is that, I mean, you have to realize that today people don't view content the way they used to. You know, it's just not in front of that rectangular screen anymore. And so it's all the streaming devices, all the mobile devices, and you have to be prepared so that you can be viewed in that context.
So since your show has a younger demographic, it really is ideal for the internet generation, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, for instance, I mean, I've talked to NBC about this all the time. I mean, we should be, we haven't been able to find a way yet, but we should be streaming our show live,
right?
Every single day, and we're going to have to find an outlet to do that, because our viewers are demanding it. I mean, I have a son in college, and all of his friends say, you know, we wish we could get your father's show, you know, on our devices, you know, live, because we have to DVR it and go back to the dorm room and watch it that way.
So overall, how would you describe your relationship with your audience?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I learned a long time ago that you really want to be an advocate for the audience. You want to be able to ask the questions that the audience would ask if they had a chance. And I was very fortunate, either by a stroke of luck or instinct, when the two most popular themes of my show are lie detector tests and DNA with paternity. I got the first briefing for those shows, and the producers briefing me, and at the end they said, and the result is, and I said, you know, I don't think I want to know the result, because if I know the result, that means I would skew my questions, because I would know something that A, the guests don't know, B, the audience doesn't know, my live audience, C, my audience at home doesn't know. I don't want to be that way. I want to be as surprised, shocked, or whatever, or glad once the results are read. So when I open up that envelope or read the lie detector results, I am looking at the results for the first time the way the audience would. And it's been a godsend for me.
Well, of course, in recent years, the popularity of DNA testing has really taken off. How much do you think your show is responsible for this phenomenon?
Well, I really do think that it's, I've seen a lot of other shows try it. I've seen shows put on that solely deal with DNA, and they weren't that successful. I think it's the way you handle the stories, and the way we've been able to handle the stories over the years, where you can be compassionate at times and be, authoritative at times, be dismissive of various parts of a story, or be very sympathetic to parts of a story. I think all of that comes into play. That's part of storytelling. And I think that, 3 years ago, the New York Times did a story. And in the story, it said that 10% of all kids in this country are living with the wrong father.
Wow.
And to me, that just justified what we do.
Right.
We try to bring these families together once a man realizes he's the father of this child. We're successful in many occasions, not all. I don't even know if it's a majority, but it probably is close to a majority. Mm-hmm. So, that's our mission, and it's been very successful.
So how do you view your role as host? Do you consider yourself a referee, an arbitrator, a counselor, or all of the above?
I think when it comes to the guests, I think they think of me as a member of their family that they can rely on. They rely on at least to get their story out and their version of it. And I think the audience looks at me as a compassionate referee, and at times an authoritative referee.
Maury Povich, the host of the nationally syndicated daytime talk show Maury, airing daily. Check your local listings. Maury, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you so much, Jim.